All right, Mark.
How are you, sir?
We're in person.
Back in the flesh.
Hoorah.
Like a flashlight. But don't stick your dick in us.
Is this on my channel?
No, it's on mine. Last week was on yours.
Was it really?
Okay. Yeah, so we can talk about flashlights.
Okay, you can go straight into flashlights. That's fine.
Whatever we want to get into.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hope no one. Do you think?
No, let's just not go there.
Do you think anybody has ever watched this podcast? Like, we've had, like, I don't know if we've had millions of views, but I think we would have had hundreds of thousands of views, right, on this podcast.
Probably fair.
Yeah. Do you think one of those hundreds of thousands of views, an individual was masturbating?
I mean, the odds would tell you most likely, but I would like to think
they were masturbating to something else and we just happened to be in the room.
Yeah, and then it was like either like, oh God, what have I done? All right, now I'm going to listen to some rugby rather than like during.
Okay. What do you say? When you masturbate, you think to yourself, oh God, what have I done?
Like, oh, after you've finished, sometimes there's a bit of a pang of guilt, like, oh, I didn't need to do that.
That was unnecessary.
Yeah, it was really unnecessary.
Exactly. I'm at a library, for God's sake.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
There is something about the no-fap culture which I think has some merit to it.
You reckon?
I do reckon.
I reckon it fucks your brain if you don't. You've got to let it out. I think there's something wrong. This is a totally different train of
rugby podcast. There's been a Lions squad name, yeah, exactly. But there's a whole bunch of Super Rugby going on.
I'm not a big fan
of the URC.
I feel guilty. I try. You know what I do? I try not to watch porn these days. I find porn to
be bad for you.
It's bad for you, and I feel like it's. I've always feel sorry for the people involved, and as I've got older and become a father, you're just like, this is a bit. It's a bit gross, and you feel like it's a avenue. So I feel guilty if I've ever done that.
Yes.
So I try to avoid that, but just normal, like just going back into the mind of the old highlight reel and getting one out. Good luck to you. Get this clear that there's nothing like post-nut clarity, you know?
That is a thing.
100% post-nut clarity is a thing.
That is a thing, but I don't know. There's something about like demotivating about it.
About post-nut clarity?
No, just about the art of the fap.
Well, how is it demotivating?
I don't know. It's like cheating.
Cheating on who?
No, it's like a cheat code. It's like self. What do you call it?
Self-pleasurement?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
It's fine.
Yeah, 100%.
But then once you've done that, you can just be like,
you can have a clear head for the next 45 minutes until you get horny again.
I can just do this forever and just sit around and be fat.
But no, I think there's a massive difference between, you know, relieving oneself manually and like having like hot, steamy, you know, passionate lovemaking jizzathon. You know, like that's, well, I'm just trying to say actual sex with another human being. That's much better. That's much better than like,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with clearing your head with like, getting all the blockages out and all that sort of stuff. But
I don't know. Well,
especially
like,
with you're like, someone you care or you love about, like sex can be
incredible. It's like if I've just had a cheap McDonald's cheeseburger.
You're not going to want to go home and eat mum's Sunday roast.
I wouldn't go with mum's fucking Sunday roast, but I'm not going to be like inclined to go out to some fucking Michelin star restaurant.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? I'm just just blob out because I already have my cheeseburger.
Yeah, I don't do it during the times where I think, you know, real lovemaking's happening. Just, you know.
I don't know. I just find
different times. You work by yourself at home all day. You must have plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, but it's just a demotivating thing. It doesn't.
Really?
I think maybe it's probably an age thing, to be honest.
I'm the same age as you.
I just don't have the energy that I used to have. If we go down Fap Street, it's just like a road to just fucking around. Like not fucking around. I don't know. It just doesn't work.
So it's sort of like wake and bake sort of territory for you. You know, like, you know what wake and bake is?
No.
So a wake and bake is like people are stoners who wake up and they smoke weed immediately.
Right.
And basically your day's gone. Like,
yeah.
You've woken up, you smoked weed, and you're like, well, I've got that done. Yours is more kind of like very counter. One of our primal, there's what psychologists said, basically all decisions we make are made with the ultimate goal of procreating.
I think there might be some logic to that, because like I'm more likely to go for a run or do some exercise
when you're horny as a hound
if I'm horny. Because I'm like,
we've run together.
Yeah, I'm watching you from behind going, oh yeah.
Darling.
Nah, there was something about that. I don't know what it is. Running? Not about you running, just about...
I don't feel that.
Okay, we're different people.
Yeah, we are different people. I just
let us know in the comments about your...
your fab. Mine is more like... yeah, but I probably sometimes just start of the day, clearing your head. Like, I'm a bit like the Michael... you've ever seen the... I'm not as depressed as this example, but there's a great example of... have you seen American Beauty by any...
I've seen it years and years ago.
Yeah, there's a great scene when Kevin Spacey is masturbating in the shower at the start of his day. And there's like an internal monologue. And he's like, here it is, Craig. The highlight of your day. Masturbating alone in the shower.
Oh, God.
That sounds a bit demotivating, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I know, I just find it just like more like it, just to clear the head, just get it out, away we go, smack in the rest of the day. I don't get hang out. I try and, okay, this is getting weird. Can I get weird for a sec?
Well, we've already started down this path for the five people who are left.
As I've gotten older.
Can't wait till my kids are like, after I'm dead, and they're like, let's go back and look at some footage of Dad. Remember what he was like. Why is he talking about fapping with this this other old dude?
One thing I've done as I've gotten older, like, I have really tried to, because when you're young and you're just, you know, freaking every 2 hours you could pop one off and away you go, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But now, if I ever do it, you know what I try and do? I really try and enjoy the orgasm. Like, I really try and, rather than focusing on, like,
I've just got so many left, I might as well make it a good one.
I really try. Who knows when my next one. I really try and focus on just the pleasurable experience, like, really be present in it, rather than just, like, get, because in the old days it was just, like, get it done, boom, and then go into, then I'm like, oh, like, it's like enjoying it. Enjoy every sandwich. You're gonna have a last sandwich. You're gonna have a last wank. Enjoy that last wank. This all started because you said flesh, by the way. This
is you in the flesh. Goodness me. The regret is real.
Yeah. Okay, well that was a very
At least it's an open conversation to have. I still remember being a high school lad and some of my mates would never talk about it. Or they would deny it.
Really?
To the cows come home like, no. Seriously? I don't masturbate.
You were definitely
It's like, yes, you do.
You were definitely not mates with my mates. Holy shit. It's a point of pride. Okay. Yeah. I don't think there's much to be about shame in it. It's just totally natural.
It is.
You know, feels good. Anybody else, when I think about you, I...
Masturbate?
Touch myself.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
You know that song, don't you? Okay, brilliant. Anyway, this is a regular podcast called...
2 cents gets distracted. A rugby podcast about masturbation, which has some new.
Now the context in which we bring this. Which now I feel grubby about it. Well, not grubby, but it's absolutely fine. My daughter came home from Australia in the middle of the night last night, and she can't get to sleep. So she helped set up the room. So she said we needed some new mascots. And
believe it or not, this is actually a living space to a degree. Yeah. It's not just a permanent studio.
No, it's not. I know.
As hard as that may be to believe.
It looks like a high-tech space, but this is a sheep.
That represents New Zealand.
Yep. And then this is...
a bunny, which represents China, because I'm Chinese, apparently.
Yeah, she just said you were Chinese, like, matter-of-factly, didn't she? You're Chinese, we'll have one for you.
It's funny, because I got called Chinese at my kid's school today as well, because I took my in-laws to pick up the kids, and I was speaking to them in Chinese, and then we were just outside my daughter's classroom,
yeah,
and they were like, a couple of the kids were just looking at me, listening, and had a look on their face like, what is going on
here?
And they were like, are you Chinese?
It is, get your, because when I've spotted the odd, because there's one of the golf and simulator guys things I go to, there's a tall white man.
Yes.
Who's a golf coach who sits there and speaks fluent Chinese to his contestants, his patients.
Should they know Koreans?
His students.
It's more the Koreans that are into the golf.
I don't know what I could. I don't know whether it's speaking Chinese or
Korean. I'd wager a guess it's Koreans, but I could be wrong.
There's lots of Chinese out there too who like golf.
You know, someone slurred at me today.
You lanky fuck. Something like that, or what was it?
It was.
What'd you get?
A homophobic slur, which rhymes with maggot.
Oh, you got the F bomb.
Yeah, I did.
Whoa.
I went for a run because I didn't masturbate. So I went for a run. I had energy for a run. And you were
like hangering after some dude. Like,
I was looking at my little fitness tracker.
Get out of the way.
I was like on a footpath all by myself, and I decided to go on a route. There you go. It's all coming. It's
highly sexualized.
During COVID, I went for this really long walk with my kids, and I was amazed that they'd been able to walk that far. And I was like, oh, I'll run that. And it's quite hilly.
Yeah.
And it's about 6Ks.
Yeah.
I could tell that the nearest kilometer I was going to get to was.
When was
six.
The guy called you?
I'm right at the end. And I could see, like, I've got, like, 200 meters left. So I'm just, like, just fucking going for it. Because, you know, I like to save the hard part for the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And I probably had a look of, like, disgusting anguish on my face. Because I was just wanting to get through
I
just heard, maggot. But obviously a different word.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. That's so bizarre.
That's fucking. You don't hear that very often.
No.
These days.
Yeah. Not really.
God, yeah, well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I apologize. I am sorry you had to experience that. Are you okay? Do you need...
I think I'll be all right.
You need some sort of, like, counseling or support?
No, it was all right. I had a good laugh about it.
Do you need to write a letter to someone?
I felt good that I didn't look back, because if I looked back, then he probably would have been like, gotcha.
Go fuck yourself, asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just kept on running because I was just on. I was focusing on getting to the end of that 200 meters.
Did he just call me?
I was like, "What?
Oh, wow! Hello."
Yeah, it's motivating.
Look, like no pool chat today. Just open sexual conversation.
There we go.
And maggot chat. Well done. Congratulations, everybody. We've done really, really well.
At least we're here in person.
Yes. Last week I was up north. Yeah, we managed to get through one. You know, sort of.
Yeah.
It wasn't our best work. Unlike this week, which is just... Oh,
this is gold.
Swinging for the
Our sponsor sweaters. From last week, Ruck and Rack Rugby, is probably disappointed that he didn't get his sponsorship on the back of some masturbation chat.
Masty chat.
Yeah.
Masty chatty.
Because that's how you get the sales of those rugby jerseys.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Ruck and Rack, from last week.
Yeah.
They had a code 2CGD5 for £5 off.
Yeah. This Ruck is a free shout-out. It's
a free shout-out.
2CGD5.
There you go. Boom. £5. Thank you.
Not 5%, £5.
Yes, £5.
Which
is like $1 million in New Zealand,
looked at it. There's some
really good jerseys there, right?
Really cool retro
really
shit.
Vintage ones.
Yeah, awesome. Look at that. They did not buy us these beers, so no. This isn't an official sponsor.
This is an official segment. We do have a sponsor for next week, though, so look forward to that.
Boom. I can't wait. I really can't. All right, Mark, should we get into some of this oval ball stuff? NRL. What a season the Warriors are having, eh?
The Dragons. They played the Dragons.
Yeah, we're second on the ladder at the moment. Anyway, I could actually talk about it, so let's not.
Okay. There was an event.
Yes.
On, what day was it? Thursday.
You.
It was Friday night.
You absolute wild man.
I know.
What kind of person wakes up at 2:48?
I didn't wake up. I stayed up.
Holy shit.
I know.
So you're up. You stayed up.
Yep.
To hear some names read off a list.
Yep.
And names that you fully expected to hear.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Other than Manson,
Henry Pollock. Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, Henry Pollock. Which I felt like he was the bolter. How did you feel? What were your initial feelings, thoughts, reactions, impulses?
There wasn't anything too startling. Once we knew Doris was
that's most likely out with an injury, that's a real shame.
Shit for him. He's in his late 20s, captaining his national side. His coach is the coach of the Lions.
Running his prime.
He's a surefire pick. And he's got out of shoulder surgery. He's had shoulder surgery.
Do you think that opened the door for Pollock to get in?
Probably.
You don't think Pollock gets in if Doris is there?
Maybe Conan doesn't get in if... if Doris is fit.
Conan O'Brien, he's a good lock though, isn't he?
He's tall.
Yeah, he's got that.
What a tall dude.
Yeah,
bit of Irish connection as well.
Indeed.
He's actually quite funny.
I really like Conan O'Brien. He's very good.
I watched Bill Burr on Conan O'Brien, and I was he's quite funny. And Bill Burr goes like to the edges, like our masturbation conversation, basically. Like, he goes...
Now, it wasn't edging, it was actual masturbation.
There you go. Edging. But then, like, I saw Bill Burr on Stephen Colbert.
It's not as good.
It's just terrible. Because Stephen Colbert's like, I don't know what to do with this. This is, this is too far.
But you don't Conan... Let him go.
Yeah.
Let him get to the funny.
Good job, Conan.
We appreciate you.
But you didn't make the Lions squad.
No, he did
Jack
not.
Conan, who I was talking about. Yeah. But yeah, I got up and watched it. I stayed up and watched it. And it was largely pretty predictable.
It was quite odd. There was in the O2 and there were people like cheering, like, whoa!
You know, they sold tickets to that.
Isn't that wild?
And then they didn't sell them out because I guess a lot of people were like, I'm taking time off my fucking work day to pay £60 to go watch these jokers.
To watch £60 for some rugby officials to read.
Yeah, and boy, did they drag that. You didn't watch it, did you?
No,
they dragged that. I knew they were going to do it.
You know what? I watched I didn't watch all of it.
But of course, I watched
part of your reaction. You had the classic thumbnail, though.
Yeah, I did that because I could see that like a bunch of people were going to be doing live streams, and I was like, if I just put the logo up, that's boring. Yeah. Let's go something a little bit different.
By doing the most cliched YouTube thing in the world.
But at least it was. In rugby land, that's not cliche.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a surprise face.
Yeah. But I saw you do it. So I looked at the video, and you started by going, how long do you guys reckon this is going to be? 45 minutes? And then I went to 45 minutes, and you're like, no sign of them.
Yeah. I did actually put timestamps after the fact.
Thanks, Darramundi. Yeah, I don't know who's going to play. Only chatting away. And then I went to like an hour 15 going, well, still nothing. Then I went to like an hour and a half, hour and 35. And you're like, and they're taking a fucking ad break. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. So you were just up there going, just say the names.
Yeah.
I can go to sleep.
I got the Jamesons out eventually because I was like, this shit. Yeah, I got the Jamesons out. I couldn't bear it any longer.
Takes the kids to school in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. So, yeah, they did drag it. I guess for all the people who played £60, they're like, well, we better give them their money's worth. We're going to drag the shit out of this.
That's brutal.
They turned off on the official live stream of the announcement. They turned off the live chat because so much of it was just like, fucking get to the names, you pricks. So they just disabled the live chat. Having the live chat on was probably
What's the point of making it longer? So it's made it like, what were they actually doing before?
They were just talking about the history of the Lions.
What in a special organization.
And what it was like on the last tour to Australia.
And was Mauro Itoje just set up there? Like,
then they brought up Mauro as like the first announcement.
Oh, right.
Like, they brought him out by himself. And then he had a interview with like the people on the stage. And then they got to the names eventually. It was quite funny because I didn't notice it myself. But on Reddit, someone pointed out that Mauro came out and there's Alan Wynne-Jones on the stage, who's kind of like his contemporary, right? They're peers. And then two former, Andy Farrell, his coach, and then one of former Lions, who's like the Lions manager. And then the female broadcaster, I forget her name.
Yeah, the South African English woman.
Is she South African? No, the Irish. Smith.
That one.
And then there was Ugo Monye.
Oh, yeah.
And the way, I don't know if you've seen, there's like a what are those comedians in America? Keys and Peele?
Cam Peele.
Yeah. Do you know that? Have you seen that skit where like the black president greets everybody differently by shaking their hands?
It's Barack Obama goes up to like a white company. He's like, pleasure to see you.
Yeah.
And then he goes up to a black person. He's like, from the bottom, we met the top. You know, we keep on going.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. Because he shook Alan Wynne-Jones' hand in one way.
Yeah.
Because he's like peers. And then the two older white guys in a different way. Yeah. And then kiss on the cheeks for the chick. And then like bring it in like with Ugo Monye. It was quite like.
We're keeping it light. We're keeping it locked down.
It was quite. He's so slick. I didn't even notice it. But someone on Reddit found that. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I really like that. I quite enjoy Kim.
Yeah.
That's
cool. It's very reminiscent of that skit. But so they brought up Itoje with Doris out. He was always going to be captain. So. Yep, congratulations to him.
Yeah, what's your thoughts? Anyone else could have been a potential contender?
For captain?
El Capitano?
I don't think so. Because you need to be starting and you need to be the best player in your position. You need to be a leader. Like,
you know, it would have been a bold call.
What would have been about you?
Yeah, that would have been out there. Real bold.
Captain of the Lions, Tony O'Sullivan.
One of the hosts of Two Sisters.
He's not even eligible.
Not eligible at all.
He's got an Irish surname.
Morgan.
Jack Morgan.
Bring the Welsh to the forefront.
That would have been bold.
What do you reckon? Because he's the captain of his national team, isn't he?
Yeah. Bold and beautiful.
I kind of like that.
Could have been left. Oh, he might be the backup in case something happens to Itoje. You never know.
Yeah, right. Because he's a quality player.
Yeah.
So yeah,
but is he the locked-on starter, though? Maybe not.
Maybe not. Mm. And that Mauro is a locked-on starter, isn't
That's
he?
The thing.
That's he's one of the hardest things about selecting, you know, your captain is...
Yeah.
These players are some of the best players. I think that forward pack is outrageous. I don't think the back line is as strong. I don't think there's as much strength. I think the best backs in Europe are in France, personally. Mm. Imagine Intermac, Dupont, Bell Barre, Ramos. Like, those players shit it into that team completely.
True.
You know?
You might have a point. But they're not eligible for the Lions, though.
It's not often. I said Europe. They're the best backs in Europe.
Yes, but sadly not eligible.
No.
So they didn't make it.
No.
They'll be coming to New Zealand, maybe. Some of them.
We'll get somebody.
Yeah.
We're going to get some French rugby players.
We will. They'll be wearing the kit. It'll be a test match.
Yeah. And the anthems will be played. Bom,
bom, bom. My dad reckons they're going to send some big guns. He's banking on it.
Why is he?
He is also having chemotherapy, which probably reacts pretty badly with his body at times.
Well, I don't think they're going to. I think they don't give a shit. I think we're just, it's Rainbow Warrior all over again. They just have a contempt for us. When it comes to
big,
playing,
that was a big thing. Muraroa Atoll, when I was a student.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
Nuclear bombs going off in the Pacific. Yeah, do it in your own backyard, France.
Yeah, you buggers. Yeah, that was bad. The Muraroa Atoll.
That was
didn't
good.
Give a shit. They just went ahead and did it.
Exactly.
Yeah, and everything's been tasting a bit like bit nuclear ever since.
So yeah, Itoje got named captain, and then all the props were the predicted props to go. There's not one, surprise pick there.
No surprise
pick. They kind of went with an extra lock, and they picked James Ryan. He's not had a heck of a lot of rugby because he's been injured. But everyone else, and Scott Cummings, the Scotsman.
I was happy to see Genge in there.
Genge, yeah. I think he was always going, though.
Yeah.
Genge was always going.
Yeah. You know who I was disappointed for? The former captain of England, the hooker. He's not in there, is he?
Oh, Jamie George.
I thought Jamie George. Jamie George seems like a great bloke to be on.
Yeah, I think he was always in the running for the third hooker spot. It was always going to be the two Irish guys and maybe Dewey Lake from Wales, maybe Luke Cowan-Dickie, who did get picked, or maybe Jamie George.
Yeah.
It was always going to be one of those three. I feel like people were leaning more towards Jamie George.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought that he'd be a tourist. Yeah, he might get there.
Some guys snubbed will certainly
be,
still go.
That's not the team that's even going to freaking travel. There will be an injury or two beforehand, won't there?
There's still rugby games to go between now and June.
Jeez, they'll all be playing you tackle it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough. That's usually when you're injured yourself.
Basically, yeah, when you're thinking about other things, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah, the Lucys, I think, genuinely had a bolter in Pollock, but like you said, he was many people's pick just because the form that he's been in, but... He's just really lacking in test experience, having only played 20 minutes against Wales.
Yeah, it's nuts. Mm. But he's obviously impressed. People have seen something in him.
Exactly. The cut of his jib.
We could be talking about, in 10 years from now, a 3 or 4 time or a 2 time or a 1 time IRB World Player of the Year type of talent.
Nobody's called it the IRB for a long time.
I'm old school. What can I say?
There you go. Strange noises.
There were no noises. It's just what's going on.
There was something over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something went... But it's still got the red light on.
That's good.
And it still looks like it's recording.
That's still got a red light on. You're still wearing red.
Van der Flier, Morgan, Earl. It's good to see Jack Morgan go. I would have been gutted if he hadn't gone.
Yeah.
But with
and
the
there
extra...
was another Welshman, isn't there?
Yes, there was another Welshman in the back line. But if I was going to make a prediction, which is maybe not one that everyone else is predicting, I would say potentially Tyke Byrne goes into the back row. Because him and Itoje kind of play a similar role in the second row. They usually like to go with, I talked about this in another video, but Itoje and Byrne are like big defenders, big turnover merchants and whatnot. Yeah. They're not like a big Ebenets, but they're just like, fuck you.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
big
yeah.
behind the tight head. Like, you know, the French guy, Miafu, like he's a big friggin' 140 kilo.
Giant.
And then he plays alongside Flamont, who's got like an offload game yeah, and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely.
Song. Byrne and Itoje don't usually do that side of the scrum and that role in the game. So, I mean, they could. They do sometimes, but not often.
Right.
It would just be an unusual one. But, I mean, if they think they've got the like the Aussie pack, you know, dominated, well, they might
I think that's the... I think if the British and Irish Lions win the series, they win it off the back of their forward pack.
Mm-hmm.
If the Australians win it, they win it by getting parity at four at in the forward pack,
and then the backs get going.
And the backs get going.
Suoli.
Oh yeah,
he's hit himself a little bit, I think.
Lo Lasea had a terrible injury.
He went off on a stretcher. We'll get to that in a bit.
Yeah, not bad, not good.
But the backs, Thomas Williams, he got picked. He's a Welshman. Gibson Park and Mitchell were always going. Finn Russell, and then the two Smiths, Marcus and Finn.
Can I give you a slightly unpopular opinion?
Go on.
Well, actually, I'm stealing this. I'm popular.
You want Finn Smith to play ahead of Finn Russell?
No. I saw this.
You don't like Marcus Smith going?
Oh, no. I like Marcus Smith.
Okay.
I saw this. I saw this on Reddit, right? Okay. But before I tell you what I saw on Reddit, and I can see both sides of the argument. What is the concept of the Lions, the British and Irish Lions?
Oh, I know where you're going.
But what's the concept of the thing?
It's like the best of the best from the four countries.
The homegrown talent of those nations.
I know where you're going with this.
Like, it feels like it should be, it's really, more so than a national team, it's really connected to that, those land, so that land
me,
and those isles.
Let me guess. So, James Lowe, Doohan, Van der Merwe, Jameson, Gibson Park, these guys are
Bundiaki.
Potentially, yeah, Bundiaki raising a couple of eyebrows.
I just don't think they're... I have no problem with them playing for Ireland, Scotland. That's absolutely fine. I think the Irish, those rugby unions have raised them up and turned them into great players.
Yeah.
And done great things. But I think it's probably unfair the way I think about it. It just feels a little wrong and a little against the spirit of what my outside perception of what the Lions were all about. The best homegrown talent taking on the Antipodes. And especially when you take a shitload of, like, you could have half the back line as Antipodean talent and then play, you know, you're just, like, I think it's absolutely fine. For whatever reason, it doesn't bother me at all at Irish level or international
what about
level.
Like,
just at Lions level, it just feels a little wrong.
Where do you stand then on a potentially grey area guy like Mac Hansen, whose mother is Irish, but he's brought up in Australia, speaks with an Aussie accent?
Was he born in Ireland?
No, he's born and raised in Australia, but he's half Irish.
I think that's better.
Right.
Because he's like honouring his mother's family.
Right.
You know, like.
What about Sione Tupulotu, who's got a Scottish granny?
He's not on the team.
He is. Oh, he made is, it. He made it, but he's just been injured for ages. So we
Scottish granny. We're getting a little looser now. Okay, so like.
It's always a hard one. Yeah, where do you draw that line?
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's probably still better. Then
like residency,
you know,
guys.
I'm a fuck ton more Irish than Bundiaki, Jamison, Gibson Park, and James Lowe. I'm a fuck ton more Irish than a lot of Irish people. I'm 75% Irish, so like, but you know, I'm not saying I'm eligible to play or anything like that. But it just
doesn't sit right with you, huh?
Just feels a little for the Lions. Just the concept of the Lions is meant to be. What can those islands? What can the Isles muster up versus what can we muster up down here? And it feels like they've kind of gone, yoink, we're going to steal a little bit of your... And there will be a bunch of shit about freaking, the Pacific Islands. We don't need to go into that. That's bullshit. Like, you want to say your one little point very
quickly?
We'll
get to that later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. So I saw this guy make that point on Reddit. And the overwhelming response to his argument was, was people saying that's but you don't understand professionalism. It's absolutely fine. You're full of shit. They were just shouting him down.
Right.
I don't think I saw a single person agreeing with him.
Okay,
but I kind of was
that's
just like
that's a controversial opinion.
But I was kind of going, I kind of agree. you know, like I just, right. It just doesn't.
I was saying Boo Earns. That's you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. Am I going to get shouted? Am I going to get some abuse for that?
Yeah, maybe. Probably. Because people will tell you that like a bunch of those guys are Irish, like the Irish guys are like Irish citizens now. Like I think Lowe and Aki.
Yeah, I just feel like there's something that is incredibly traditional and harks back to almost the amateur era of rugby that is synonymous with the Lions.
Mm.
And the idea of especially taking talent, not taking, like they play in Ireland, they play. I just don't give a shit them doing it in Ireland. Mm. I think it's absolutely fine for whatever reason. It just, when it goes to that deeper level of the Lions and when they talk about, you know, what the meaning of the Lions are, I just feel like those two sort of things somehow feel, and I can't really, really quantify why they just feel a little bit incompatible.
There was one, I didn't read the article, but Planet Rugby had a story, I think it was it Willie John McBride, one of the former Lions from way back in the day, said something like, they did it differently back in my day.
Yeah.
And the headline made it seem like he was also making that same point, but I didn't read the article, and I know how headline writers go these days, so it might not be that case, but there's certainly been, like, I noticed on some of the videos about the Lions squad being named, there was a few people making that point, like, oh, there's more Kiwis in the squad than Welshmen kind of thing.
But there are. Sorry, Wales.
Yeah.
We're representing the Sheep Shaggers. Getting us out, the sheep lovers get in there.
I suppose so.
Nah.
But yeah, there is another Welshman, Thomas Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell, Gibson Park, Russell, Smith and Smith, Tupulotu, Ringrose, Hugh Jones got in.
I would have liked to see Fabio Bosso.
Fabio Bosso was certainly one of the guys who was like on the fringe of might be going to make it.
I like the kind
likewise, I think Darcy Graham probably could have made it. But Matt Hansen, despite the fact that he's not been playing much rugby, he ends up getting in. Duhan, James Lowe. I think he like, and then Elliot Daly, I didn't really see him coming, but he's a veteran, he's versatile, he's got a big old boot.
It'd be great to see Duhan play, these guys play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely some kicking in this squad. I feel like it's a little, he's going to see some,
you know what, every team,
kicking from his back,
you know what line. Every team could do with? Every team in the world. Is going to come. Boot. They could deal with it. Every team in the world could do with Sean Stevenson's boot. Show me a person with a bigger boot than him.
Yeah, there's probably someone, but as a guy, he's got a big boot.
Show me. Who's the player with the bigger boot?
Who's that French fullback, Bouthier or whatever his name was? He's got a massive boot. He once cooked like a 50-22 from like his... was it even 50-22 back in those days? It might have been pre-50-22s. But it was basically like his own goal area to the other goal area. It was phenomenal. One of the greatest kicks I've ever seen.
Did you masturbate and feel bad
about
yourself?
Furiously. What have I done? I've got no motivation to go running.
Demotivated. I'm worried about you. Now you're like, you want to go for a run, Stones? I'm fucking horny as fuck.
Yeah, you're going to be texting me. You want to go for a run today? I'm like, nah, man, too tired. You stop masturbating.
You just can't let one out. Fucking hell. By the way, if anyone's done the whole like skip
forward, you got no idea what we're talking about. That was the first 20 minutes of the video.
Yeah.
But, I feel a bit sorry for Jamie Ritchie.
Mm. Yeah, I do too.
Scottish Lucy, because he's like a genuinely good poacher who's good at line-out time.
Yeah, and he's like I feel like you need some players that are just undeniably Welsh or undeniably Irish. He's undeniably Scottish.
Very much so.
You know, he bleeds that sort of navy blue. That's what do they call it? What's the Scottish blue? Royal blue? What do they call it?
I don't know. It's very dark blue.
If any Scottish people can tell us the actual name of that colour, please do.
Blair Kinghorn's the only guy who plays in France that got picked because he's not going to be released early. You know, some of these other guys are going to be able to be released from club duty. So Jack Willis didn't make it. There were other few.
They're playing Argentina on the way down, aren't they? Aren't they?
They're playing Argentina in June sometime.
That'd be interesting.
End of June. Yeah, still a while away. It's good that they get to play Argentina because Argentina are one of the Southern Hemisphere teams, but they're not on the Lions tour schedule. So
yes,
it's good to see them play them.
Yeah,
they've done it before. But yeah, I think it's a pretty good looking team.
Yeah, it's real quality. I think the area of a little bit like all those backs are flipping quality backs, but they're not to the level of. I don't see anybody. I don't see any Mwangas. I don't see any
Finn Russell.
No, I don't think he's that level. I don't think Sasha Feinberger, Mgomazolo shits all over them. Will Jordan is a better back than every one of those backs, I'd say.
Kinglon's pretty good.
But I'd say Will Jordan's a better player.
Freeman's in cracking form.
But they're not that level.
You're not thinking like world 15 guys?
No, none of them. I don't think any of them are.
None of the back line.
Lekanyuam is better than all of them. Like, I Gold. Can't...
Tony has just come out with some fighting.
I can't see a single one of those, that back line that makes it into a world 15. Show me the one guy. Maybe Jameson Gibson Park. Okay.
Not with DuPont.
DuPont's got him. Yeah.
Wings, at times he's been in better form than DuPont, but I think overall you'd still go DuPont.
Yeah. Wings, I think you get Bale, BRA. And
Pino, maybe?
Or Makazoli. Not Makazoli, maybe
Colby.
Colby, yeah.
Will Jordan at fullback, you think?
Yeah, Will Jordan at fullback.
This is... Dan Sheehan in the forwards is probably...
Oh, no, I think the forwards
are massive, yeah.
Forwards are huge. I just don't think
the Sheehan, I think, is probably like the most... Maybe him and... I don't know.
Do you think I'm going to get some shit about that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But name the player. The player. I feel like, you know, the one player I feel like if he got his shit together for 80 minutes, time after time after time, could do it. Because he looks freakish when he plays well. And he usually plays well against England.
Duhan.
Duhan looks world class.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are some teams when he plays like South Africa and Ireland, he never looks that good. They keep him quiet.
Yeah.
It's
bizarre.
Well, that's Tony's angry take on the Lions.
I'm not angry about it.
He hates foreigners. And
he
loves the jack off. Exactly right.
No, I think the four pack is world class. I'm the world's best.
That's where it gets one. Do you give the Wallabies any chance?
Yeah, I do.
Stephen Donald came out with another hot take saying that the Wallabies are going to win the series. And oh my God, did he get some shit for that? Which I found a bit hard to believe.
Just come on.
Like, I looked at the bookies odds, and the bookies have kind of got it like 2/3, 1/3. Like, the Wallabies are underdogs big time, but they're not as big underdogs as Northampton were to beat, like, fucking Leinster the other day. They're not as big underdogs as Japan were to roll the box back in the day. You know what I mean?
1999 like, or 2007 French teams to beat the All Blacks in the semifinals.
I don't think...
Upsets happen. And you're playing... They aren't home games. And you've got to get this new team, new combinations. The first time that the test lineup will have ever played together will be that test.
Yeah.
That won't be the lineup at all for any of the warm-up games. There'll be players there'll be certain combinations that might be there, but for those 15 players, and that's part of the handicap that they face.
That is the whole thing. You get all the best players, but you got to mold them into a team in a really short space of time.
Well, Schmidt's been working away with these guys for the last couple of years. There's a few, you know, there's the forward pack is going to be tough, but and what I want to see Mick Wright, Valentini. I really like Gleeson. I want to see Will Skelton come across.
Yeah.
You know, I
that's like, what I'm thinking about, like, just in terms of the Lions' second row. Like, if they put Skelton.
Angus Bell goes crazy near the level or something like that. Or
if Tupo can get some fitness and consistency. Yeah,
Taniela Tupo, if he could just sort his shit out. Like, if they can get parity and if they can put the shits up them and stifle them, you know, like. Get the Aussies to get by. The Aussies love a winner. They love being a battler. You write them off at your peril.
Yeah.
Come on, Aussie. Let's go. I'm 100% going for Australia.
Okay.
Snake in the ground. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Fuck you, Lions. just a little bit. I love the concept of the Lions, but like
You want to beat the Lions.
I want them to lose because like I just love sticking it up the Northern Hemisphere a little bit. And it's hard to support an Australian, but they've just been through so much. They have like a poor younger brother or cousin. We just like kept them on life support. If they could get up and they're look, it's against the odds, isn't it? Like, but let's get a bit of fucking mongrel in it. And but a band. This is all just bands, guys. Calm down. Calm your farm. You're a very good team. Very good players.
Go rub one out. To calm down. And then come back to us. Not while we're don't do it while we're still talking.
Don't freeze. Don't even pause us.
Open your new incognito tab.
Yeah, exactly. Either close the laptop, go to a different device.
Turn your VPN on.
Exactly. Give it half an hour.
Don't want that browsing history.
Exactly.
Good times.
Beautiful.
But that's the Lions. They got named.
Yeah.
Hopefully most of these guys stay fit and they, you know, give it a good crack. Hopefully it's a good tour.
I didn't mean to be so controversial. But
you can't help yourself.
I come out.
That's why the viewers love you.
I don't know if they love me, really. I don't read the comments. Well, I read the comments briefly and I go, oh. Sometimes I say things and I get reactions on things I don't mean to. But then sometimes I say things and I go, oh, I'm going to get...
And then nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares.
So that's the way it works.
Yeah.
So the Aussies were in action in Super Rugby at the weekend.
Yes, it wasn't a great weekend for them.
No.
Well, it was a good weekend.
All the early promise, like there was a while for many weeks when the top six sides in Super Rugby were Australians 4 and New Zealand 2. Like it was Chiefs Crusaders and the other 4 were all the 4 Aussie teams.
Yeah.
That's not the case anymore.
No.
The Brumbies are still looking pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The Reds look like they can play.
The Reds should make it.
And then that's probably going to be it.
And that's a little bit sad for the Waratahs and the Force. And I feel particularly sad for the Force because they had their 20th year anniversary over the weekend. All the old boys got out there. And do you know what all of those players, like the, I don't know, 60 or so players that were stood on the sidelines and or did a little bit of a guard of honour for the players that have gone out there. Do you know what they've all got in common?
What's that, Tony?
0 of them have played playoff rugby
for the Force.
For the Force.
Mm-hmm.
The Force, after 20 years,
have never made the playoffs.
And in a competition where it has been relatively...
For the last couple of years, it's been pretty easy to make playoffs.
In the old days when it was like 12 teams, more teams than that for a while, and it was just 4 teams that made it, that was tough.
That was real tough.
That was real hard to make it. But for never making it after 20 years...
Pretty rough.
It's pretty shit.
That's like the most diehard of diehard fans.
Yeah.
Like as Blues fans, we've been bitching and moaning for years, but we've had like 3 titles at that point. You know, like.
And we make the finals.
Sometimes make the playoffs, get bailed out in the first round. Oh, well.
Yeah, but at least we made it. 20 years without a blow. It's a bit. Oh, shit.
It's rough.
Yeah.
They lost to the Brumbies 33 points to 14.
If you are a fan of the Force and you've back them every year. You good watch their games.
You're a true fan.
Comment below. We respect you.
Yeah. That's almost like English football level of fandom where it's like your team is either like not even in the Premier League or like you're just a team that is always just battles to survive relegation.
Or is the bottom of the bottom league.
Yeah. You never quite, you know, get Champions Cup football or not even Champions Europa. Cup, Champions League. Yeah. You're just always just hanging on.
Yeah,
just hanging on as a victory in itself. But
the fact they've survived this long, that's probably.
They were out for a while. The Force,
and they went out for a while, and then did they play in a different league?
They created their own league, Global Rapid Rugby. they got a billionaire owner.
Who did they play?
I can't remember. A bunch of different random teams, and they would always flog them. They would win those. I think they would win that tournament.
Love their glory years.
Fuck you. I'll play my own league, and I'll win.
Exactly. We've got one team here from Kuala Lumpur, and we've got another team here. We've got the Delhi Knights.
I think there was a China team.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
But, yeah, the Force needed to win that game against the Brumbies. And they'd beaten the Brumbies at the reverse fixture in Canberra earlier in the season, but they lost 33-14.
Well.
Lola Lossio got a pretty bad injury. Went off on a stretcher. So
They felt like they were in that game and they were turned up for it. And they really realized how important it was for them for the season. But they just weren't able to make good on some early opportunities to get real good momentum. And the Brumbies just scored at crucial times.
Mm-hmm. Brumbies got some good players, man.
Could have just said that about any game the team had lost. But it was true. That's the way that game
is. It is a weird weekend that all the away teams won.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Corey Toole, he looks sharp. potentially Wallabies material. They got some good wingers, man. Like you said, yeah. The Wallabies have got some bloody good backs.
Yeah, they do.
The probably biggest result of the weekend was the Crusaders Chiefs.
Yeah. It was huge because you kind of felt like it was actually lovely.
First and second on the table.
Yeah.
Down in Christchurch. Chiefs coming off a shock loss to the Canes and the Crusaders coming off the bye.
And you think that, oh, Crusaders, the Chiefs have hit the slide just in time for playoff time.
Mm.
And in the first half, it just felt very much like a Crusaders first half at home.
19-3.
The other team just struggles away, doesn't get much pay. The Crusaders defense looks like an absolute brick wall. And
they win a penalty, they go down the other end, and they just fucking score.
They score immediately. Well, they just get to the red zone, score a try. Get to the red zone, score a try.
And you're like, geez, these guys are pricks.
Yeah, fuck them. And then just before halftime, gets one.
Stevenson probably could have gone himself, but he ends up like bailing it to Nottawa. Yeah. Reese almost grabs it, but can't.
And then it was
19-10 is so much better than 19-3 at halftime. Yeah,
100%. And they score very quick after. It was within like bloody.
D-back, hey?
Within like a 5 minute stretch, or given there was halftime in the middle. Then it's all of a sudden 17-19.
And then
it's like they score again maybe minutes later and they've got the lead.
Crusaders literally didn't score a point in the second half. It was 25 unanswered points. Stevenson's boot was fucking beautiful.
Oh, so good. So good.
Yes.
Yeah, and the thing about it, like, Stevenson on attack matches it with most individuals in the world in terms of their ability on attack. Like his passing game, his overall skill level, his elusiveness, his ability to beat a man, his step. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. Very, 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 very good. He is a bit lazy on defense.
Yep.
He
just kind of puts an arm out. That's and just goes, yeah, my revolving door. See what you can do with this. Yeah.
I think there was one try that they literally did that against him. So that's why he never gets to be seen in the All Blacks.
Yeah.
Which is a real shame because he's such a beautiful player to watch. Yeah. When
in some countries with a bit less depth, that's still good enough to be in the team. Oh, and you would still be a top try scorer. You'd either break records or you'd be a regular and you'd be one of the
he'd
most.
He'd be a star.
He's a star.
But he doesn't, they say both sides of the ball, and he's visibly not at that standard in the effort departments on defense, which is always a big black mark through him, sadly. Mm-hmm. And they've made their mind up on him, and no matter how much I cry and cry wank about it, he never gets selected. But fuck, he's so good to have in your team.
Yeah.
He's so, that boot, like we talk about, I don't know, my point was that like with all the amazing things he can do on attack, his ability just to freaking smack that crap out of the ball and get you out of trouble from any position is phenomenal. His tactical kicking is immense. His ability to do 50-22s, like his intelligence around possession and territory is pretty great. I just wish he could fucking tackle.
Yeah.
He can tackle, but he's just a bit lazy on it sometimes. They're not going to select him, are they?
No.
Fuck. God, it pisses me off. Ugh. Yeah, anyway.
Chiefs look better with D-Mac there.
Yeah. Isn't it sad, though? Like, you see these mercurial talents sometimes, and you're like, God, if he was just... I feel like I'd rather see
him... There's a Welsh guy like that. He's like, he plays for Cardiff. He's just like one of my favorite players. His name's Owen Lane, and they call him the Lane Train, because he is like a fucking freight train when he's going forward. Yeah. But he is... God, he's so bad on defense. He's like,
just doesn't give a shit.
He's embarrassingly bad.
Just lazy or just...
Yeah, lazy, poor technique, just gets found out, can't turn that well. Like, just genuinely not good defensively at all. But he's so fun when he's got the ball.
Yeah.
I love watching him. But anytime I look up his stats, I'm like, eek.
Yeah, he said 16 missed tackles.
Like, oh, shit. But anyway, players like that are fun to watch. Mm. But yeah, the Chiefs go top of the table with that one. Good job, Chiefs.
Nice one, Chiefs.
They would like to host a final if it gets down to that, you know what I mean? Rather than going to Christchurch for a final.
I just find that Waikato Stadium's a bit of a naff stadium for final.
Or for a final?
Well, just the atmosphere. It feels a bit local, you know what I mean?
It's a rugby ground.
I know, but...
You're that close to the fan.
I know, I've been to the freaking thing, but I'm in terms of...
You've been front row?
I don't think I've been front row.
Front row is great.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, yeah, It is a rugby ground. Yes.
If you yelled out to Sean Stevenson from the front row, like, are you on the no fap train or are you all fap? He would be able to hear you.
You'd be like, you'd be a great player if you could tackle.
Yeah, he would be able to hear you.
Yeah, okay.
Clearly, like, whereas if you were at the cake tin.
Well, no chance. But I just mean in terms of, like, its grandeur. It's not okay.
I like it.
It's very small.
Jeez, you're going after the Lions. You're going after Waikato Stadium.
Bring it in.
Who else is Tony going to offend today?
I just think that the Lions' backs aren't as good as backs in the rest of the world.
Let's go Waratahs Reds. What do you want to offend these guys about?
Waratahs started pretty well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Two tries, they looked like they were there, turned out for the game.
I picked the Tars in that game because I was like, no, the Tars at home are good and they're desperate. They're going to win this one.
Yeah, and they looked
I was feeling pretty fucking justified when they went up 14-0.
And then lost it late, didn't they? Bit of a heartbreaker, really.
70-something minutes, Lockie Anderson. After the Tars had blown a try, potential try on the other end, and Tupou had got himself yellow carded.
Yeah, that was bad.
Head on head.
I heard a quote today from Tupou saying, basically, he was like, I don't think I'm going to get selected. I'm just playing so shit sometimes.
That was before the game, I think. But yeah,
sometimes I go off the field and I think, fuck, I don't even know how to play rugby anymore.
Mm. Which is... But mental pressure on him, eh?
Yeah.
He's had a really horrible run with, like, injuries. He's not had, like, a full season where he's just been, like, the Tongan Thor for a full season for a while now. So it must be getting to him.
Mm.
Hopefully he can find a bit of form before the Lions and stay fit. But that's a good win for the Reds because their form, as I said, has been a bit iffy. They lost to Fiji the week before with the draw.
Yeah.
So, bounce back win over your rivals. And we won in Fiji.
Yeah.
We beat the draw. We beat the bottom team by playing fucking tight and boring.
But it was like it was weird because it was like a completely stress-free game, you know?
Yeah, there was, like, nothing to worry about. Your team goes ahead, and they stay ahead, and they don't look like losing at all.
A horrible game to watch as a neutral.
Yeah.
And almost not even that fun as the winning team.
Not really.
It's
like, oh, that's done.
Well, let's just chalk it up.
5 points in the bag.
Yeah. There wasn't much to say about that game, really.
Kept it tight.
I felt like the Druid, they had an emotional game, and they a Fijian player recently passed away.
Yes.
Over in Europe, and they seemed like the tributes were quite touching before the game, but they certainly didn't turn up in the game itself, did they? I don't know if emotion got the better of them or something like that.
I think the Blues just played a brand of rugby which just didn't give that many chances, and when they did have chances, they kept dropping the ball. So.
They played particular. I think it was one of the worst performances I've seen. They've got what have they got? They've got that old Bay of Plenty. Player/referee coach
Glenn Jackson.
Yeah, is he doing the right things with them at the moment? I'd say this year you could say definitively that this has been a poor year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very poor. The Drew.
They
need to make Fiji a fortress and just try to pick something up on the road. But even Fiji's, like, Suva's not been a fortress at all. It's been only Otoka so far.
Yeah.
Next week, we got Hurricanes Highlanders, two teams coming off the bye.
Yeah.
Hurricanes seem to be in pretty hot form, whether the bye has disrupted that or not, and the Highlanders have been shit.
Balls a little for the while. We want the Highlanders to win, don't we? But I'd say the Hurricanes do it.
Waratahs are hosting the Crusaders.
Crusaders will get that one easy.
Drua are hosting the Force in Fortress Lautoka. Perth to Fiji has to be the longest trip in Super Rugby.
Yeah, that's... 3 hours. It's about an 8 or 9 hour flight.
It's a wee way, isn't it?
Yeah. Who's going to win it, though? It's hard because the
Drua season's done, so I'd like to see the Force win. But in Lautoka in the afternoon, they're a hard team to
beat.
Team,
it's better for us if the Force had flushed out as a Blues fan. Sadly, as much as I'd really like to see the Force make it, but not at our expense.
Mm.
So I'm just going to say that the Drew are going to get up for that one.
We are away to Moana Pacifica.
Are we really away?
We're in Albany.
Which is?
In Auckland.
Part of the North Harbour, the home team of the North Harbour Provincial team, which is part of the Blues franchise.
Yes.
And North Harbour Stadium, they used to play at North Harbour Stadium Blues like two or three games.
I saw them play
here.
The Sunwolves there.
Yeah, because it was, they kind of had to.
My mum.
Yeah. I'm glad the bloody, it's an unused stadium, so I'm glad it's getting a bit of work. What do you reckon there's going to be more fans of, Blues or Moana?
Oh, Moana.
Yeah, should we go? When is it?
This weekend, I think Saturday.
What time?
7:05 probably.
You want to go?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, got my in-laws over.
Oh, yeah. You want to get away from them as much maybe. As possible. They don't watch the podcast.
No, they don't.
They're like, I watched the podcast. You were talking about masturbating so much. My mum watches this sometimes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right.
She's not going to stay tuned sorry, Mom. To this one.
Yeah.
And the Brumbies are playing the Reds. Top of the Aussie team clash in Canberra.
Because it's at home, I'll give it to the Brumbies.
Right. Now it's time for everybody's favorite game show.
Ba-boom.
It's called Post-Week Predictions of the URC.
Boom.
Or Post-Nut Prediction, I'm not sure. Post-Nut Clarity.
In this game, there was one headline I caught about European rugby, and I can't remember what it was, but I'll try and let you know if I
give. I'm going to give you no information this time.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to tell you if there were upsets or whether it was pretty stock standard.
But no, the only information I need is where they are on the table.
Yes.
And whether it was a home game.
Yes.
That's the information that I want.
Right.
That's what a punter would have.
Yes, going into it. Going into basically. It.
Yeah.
The Sharks,
uh-huh.
who were top four, or are top four, whatever you want to look at it, because I forget which tense to use at the moment, because we're talking about an event like it's a prediction, even though it's in the past, hosted the Ospreys,
uh-huh.
who just out of the playoffs, going into this game.
Yeah,
it's in South Africa, in Durban.
Sharks got it done.
29-10.
Yeah.
Bonus point win for the Sharkies.
Same.
So
I really should.
Should punt.
No.
You should punt. The lads from Munster hosted Ulster at Tolman Park. Both sides go into this one just sitting outside the playoffs. Basically, a knockout.
Whose home game was it?
It's Munster's home game.
And I can't go against my men in red, Munster.
Munster got it done 38-20. That's the last game at Tolman Park for the likes of Peter Omani and Stephen Archer Connor Murray. And Peter Omani scored a fucking cracking try where he plucked the ball out of the air and like he literally slammed it down into the ground.
Fantastic.
He was looking emotional as he got substituted. So
very nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, you're two from
cracking,
two.
Cracking shit talk as well.
Two
that,
from
man.
Two.
Yeah.
The Bulls... hosted Cardiff. Bulls now, you're thinking Welsh side, so you're thinking bad. But Cardiff are still in the playoff spots, and the Bulls are second to the best of the South African teams. It is at Loftus-Versfeld in Pretoria.
The High Veld.
Yes.
I'm giving it to the Bulls.
45-21. They
three
won
from three.
Yes. Pretty comfortable win, which sees Cardiff drop out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They scored three tries. If they'd scored a fourth, they would still be just in the playoffs.
Ooh.
But not quite. Three from three. The next one, Benetton.
Oh, Italian.
Hosted Glasgow. Benetton are just out of the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
And Glasgow are either second or third.
So Benetton hosted.
Benetton did host.
I think Glasgow still got it done.
33-7 to Benetton.
Oh. Damn it!
Glasgow, since they got hammered by Leinster a few weeks ago in the Champions Cup, they have looked a different team.
Really?
Confidence maybe lacking a bit.
They
kind of struggled past Zebre and they lost.
They got the shit beaten out of them.
Yeah.
They're
still recovering. All right, you're three from four. The Stormers hosted the Dragons. The Dragons are the bottom side in the URC by a country mile. And the Stormers... just outside the top four.
I'm going to get this in South Africa, yeah?
In Cape Town,
Storm
yes.
Storm has got it done.
48-12.
Ba-boom.
Very comfortable. The Stormers are playing some
four
fun
from
rugby.
Five.
Leinster.
I think this is the game. I think this was the game I saw a headline about.
They hosted Zebre.
And was it like a massive margin? Giant margin to Leinster.
Yeah, 76.5.
Yes, that's why I saw a fucking headline of it. It was like a news story. It was like, oh no, it was, I saw it on Stuff because I was like, it saw, it was like, Jordy Barrett scores a double in an absolute fucking humping.
Yep.
Where they were like basically taking all their fury and anger out about
Zebra. I scrolled down because I watched the highlights of that one.
So that's not a point, but it's not a non-point.
That's right.
But I feel irritated because I would have absolutely picked Leinster to win that.
True.
Yeah.
I scrolled down the comments of that one because I was like, I wonder if any Super Rugby fans are giving the URC fans shit about it. So I was like, oh no, it's all pretty good. Then I saw defense optional. I was like, ah, okay, there's somebody.
Nice.
Somebody giving them some shit about a 76-point scoreline, which you'd never see in Super Rugby.
I don't think
we have seen it this season, though.
Pardon me?
No, there's been no scores like that in Super Rugby.
I haven't seen anything in the 60s.
Connacht hosted Edinburgh, both sides out of the playoffs, kind of a do-or-die match for both teams.
Oh, I'm going to give it to Aki's men and Connacht.
You would be wrong.
Fuck!
31-21 to the men from the Scottish capital. Connacht season is now officially over.
Ah, that's a shame.
And then last match, Rion.
What am I on?
You've got two wrong, and you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 right.
Oh, so 4 out of 6.
Mm.
I didn't get the fifth because I knew the result from the blindingly obvious game.
Lions, which is Rion Lu's team.
Mm-hmm.
Hosted the Scarlets in Johannesburg. Scarlets and Lions, again, both kind of in do-or-die territory for the playoffs.
Who's winning in the competition ladder? Who's above the other team?
The Scarlets are above the Lions going into this game.
Just try and feeling in the ether whether...
Can you feel Rian's pain or joy?
I just always feel like he's pained. You know what? It's a silly call to go against the Lions at home. But I feel like they've got a case of the dropsies again. And Scarlet's got it.
Going Scarlet's.
Yeah.
Yeah, 32.
Boom! 19. That's a call! That's a call!
Nice one.
Fuck you all! There you go.
Yeah, Rion's boys are dead and buried. Their season's over now.
Oh, that's a good call.
Satisfied?
That's a great one.
That's you back yourself and you got it right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Scarlets have won like 4 in a row. Like, the Scarlet season was looking fucked.
The pain that Rion feels
emanated all this way.
Yeah, it travels real hard. It travels hard.
It's only just arrived at this moment when you just needed
it. I'm sorry that I took so much joy in your team losing Rion.
So, yeah, that's the URC. Connacht are dead and buried. The Lions are dead. Zebra is dead. The Dragons are dead. There's like a real, Ospreys are gone. There's a real, it's going to be a tight last week for those last couple of spots.
Yeah, right.
There's permutations.
That's exciting. That's what we want in rugby. Permutations.
Exactly right.
And next week we've got the Champions League final, yeah?
No, the week after that.
Oh, for fucking, they draw the shit out, don't they?
Yep.
Holy
you get smokes. Your season going, build up some hype, and then they go, hold on, let's change competitions. That's how
that
goes.
So it's just another.
This is a very foreign concept for us because we just go super stop.
Yeah.
Test.
Yeah. That's how it goes. Yeah.
There's one more result I want to talk to you about. I don't know if you heard about it or not, but the New Zealand under 20s.
Okay, I want to talk about another one with you as well. Believe it or not, two other ones, motherfucker.
New Zealand under 20s played the South African under 20s,
and we got it done.
48-45. Defense is optional. Some of those under 20 lads are fucking enormous.
Really?
Yeah. And we had a red card in that game.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We were defending with 13 men at the death.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Red card in the final against South Africa. Where have we seen that storyline before? And to be honest, it was kind of a bullshit red card because, like, the South African guy dipped, like, his knees were almost on the ground when he went.
So a sudden drop of height.
And they're like, no mitigation. Boom.
On the field, red.
Yeah, on the field, red.
Oh, they don't do off-field review or anything.
It's kind of a bullshit call.
Damn it. I want to blow your mind with something.
Okay. Are we talking rugby league?
How excited are you about under 85 kilo?
The game against the Sri Lankans.
And the Sri Lankans are fucking up for it, man.
The crowd.
Crowds.
It was like one of the cameramen had a post on social media saying, like, I've filmed a lot of rugby before, but fucking nothing is like filming these Sri Lankans.
These, and like, I only caught a little bit of it, but there was, I saw it, like, they arrived in the country and they were like greeted like, please royalty. Tell me that nobody thinks that they're actually, it's not the, this one, I had a horrible feeling.
Like, this is the All Blacks.
The Sri Lankan team, national team, all happened to be under 85 kilos.
Yeah, they don't know they're not competing against, like, the actual All Blacks.
Well, yeah, like.
I wonder if South Africa even has an under 85s team. You guys like your
friggin' I didn't really know meat. I didn't really know it was a leak. Apparently, Beauden Barrett's brother-in-law plays in the team.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Like another Barrett. It's like, well, yeah, not really. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's his brother-in-law.
It's no blood.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's odd. But it's
good though. Yeah. I can't compare. I'm too heavy.
But good. And then, yeah, I couldn't get into the team. Not good enough and too fat.
Yeah.
I
just went with my weight as the excuse, but yeah, the skill is also keeping me out of the fight as well.
But yeah, great to see the Sri Lankans getting in behind them. Fantastic.
Get in behind.
Get in behind. A relatively competitive game between the Black Ferns and the, are they called the Wallaroos?
Mm. We still beat them.
We still beat them, but they look competitive, which I don't know if that's a good sign.
Is that bad for us or is that good for them?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a bit of both. Yeah, going into the World Cup.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Any other rugby or non-rugby you want to get off your
Jack
plate?
Jack Della Maddalena, Australian, just won the UFC Welterweight Championship, beating Bahalal Muhammad in an absolute barn burner. Didn't watch it, but cracking fight by all accounts.
Nice.
Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
Beautiful.
Did I watch any other sport? I don't think I watched any other sports this week.
Ryan Fox, son of Grant Fox.
Plays golf.
Won his first PGA tournament this morning.
$1 million, something.
I don't know how much he won, but yeah, well, you'd definitely be taking home some.
Fair chunk of change.
Some cash.
Golf is where it's at.
Myrtle Beach. He won
in terms
that
of
this
money,
weekend.
I mean, not into
Yeah, and he went to a three-way playoff for at the end of the tournament and chipped in. Off the green.
Just chip it in.
Chipped
just
in.
Just like an old man.
Yeah, chipped it in off the green for to get a birdie to win the playoff. Well done, Foxy.
What a ledge.
Great stuff. Really good. Really good. Top notch. Very good.
I think that's it.
Yeah. That's a lot of sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a long one today. I feel like a long one.
We'll find out in a minute once we turn everything off. We always turn off and go, oh, yeah, like an hour and 10 minutes. It felt like it was a lot shorter. Something like that.
So I felt like we talked about the Lions for quite a while.
We did.
And we had a long masturbation chat.
It was long. Yeah, that was probably longer than the last time we masturbated.
We've had a lot of weird chats, but I think that was probably one of our odder chats that we've had on...
2 Cents Gets Distracted, which is on Spotify.
iHeartRadio.
Apple Podcasts.
And wherever else you get your podcast. So feel free to leave us a rating. Hey, you know what? I never say this. You know what I'm going to say?
Oh.
I think I'm about 10 or 8 subscribers away from 8,000.
That'd be cracking if you could get on there.
Yeah. Get me over the 8,000 mark.
I'm still trying to get to 91,000.
Well, you don't have to.
Not
like,
that I'm trying to compare.
That's not a good
time. It's just ticking along really slowly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I've been in the 7,000s for about 2 years.
So. That's true, but you don't put out as many videos as I do.
Yeah, I don't put out many videos at all. All right. So subscribe.
To both our channels.
Yeah. We've never, ever, ever, ever.
We never say that. Yeah. So if you've lasted this long through
you
the podcast,
better fucking subscribe.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well done, Mark.
Thank you, champ.
Fantastic. Adida. Take care, folks.